Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2134. When should you use margin when investing? By Shalise Kumar with goodfinancialsense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. When should you use margin when investing? By Shalise Kumar with goodfinancialsense.com. Margin is dead. You borrow capital from your broker to buy more assets, in most cases stocks. This gives you leverage. You're making a bet that your returns on the investments you buy on margin are going to be greater than the interest rate you pay your broker for the privilege, net of commissions. If they are, you pocket the difference. If not, then you have to make your broker whole. Since the broker uses the assets you already own in your account as collateral to satisfy your margin, investing on a margin is very similar to buying a house on mortgage. The only difference being that when you invest, you don't have to make monthly margin payments, and the broker is generally not too worried if you ever make any effort to reduce your margin, as long as there's sufficient value in your investments to cover for it. The similarity does not end here. Taking on a mortgage to buy a house can be good or bad. It depends on who, how, why, and the level of financial savvy of the borrower. Investing on margin is the same way. If you understand how it works, use it judiciously, and manage your risk well, it can help you generate nicer returns. On the other hand, if you're not disciplined enough or misuse it or get carried away chasing a hot stock, it can drain your account dry. When to not use margin? In this case, I think it makes better sense to eliminate the situations where margin should not be used before we talk about the situations where it makes sense to use it. Sure, there are always exceptions, but these principles hold true for most common investing scenarios. Principle number one, don't use margin to buy interest-bearing assets that yield lower than your margin interest. Yes, you can buy bonds of all varieties, treasuries, and many other assets that throw out reliable yield. Most of the time, because of the perceived safety of these instruments, the brokers will allow you to lever up more than 1x, which means that a dollar of your collateral might allow you to buy $3 of municipal bonds, as an example. Theoretically, if the yield on this muni is more than 1/3 of the interest rate on your margin, you could possibly make a few basis points of supposedly risk-free income. The problem arises if the interest rates move and the slim window of profit can quickly flip into a cash flow drain. Besides, anything that complicates your investing so much for returns so small is not worth doing. Principle number two, don't use margin to buy stock in a utility company, REIT, MLP, or other type of trust. This is similar to the first principle. Any stock that is mostly used to generate a current income in form of dividends is not a candidate to buy using margin. In most cases, the yield will be lower than your interest rate, and capital appreciation may not be enough to make up for it. If you're buying stocks for income, you're likely a conservative investor, and margin just adds more risk that you shouldn't carry. dividend investing is not a bad thing, just not recommended on margin. And principle number three, don't use margin to make a down payment on a car, boat, or a house. Just because you can borrow money from your broker to make a down payment doesn't mean you should do it. In this case, you're borrowing money which will become a basis for more debt, like a car loan, mortgage, etc. If you have to do it, that means you're not financially strong enough to buy or invest in these assets. Multiple levels of leverage are financial insanity and can come back to bite you much sooner than you think. But using margin is not all bad if you know how. When and how to use margin. Too much debt kills, but a little debt can go a long way towards giving you financial flexibility. However, it's important to use margin as a tool only when you have a good investment that you're not able to get in otherwise. Let's take a few examples. Example number one, a great investment opportunity arises and you're temporarily short of capital. It often happens that your next contribution to your investment account is a few days or perhaps a week away, and it can easily cover the amount you're going to invest in this opportunity. Assuming this is not a hot tip stock and you've satisfied yourself of the merit of the investment, go ahead and use margin to start your position. In a few days, you'll send in more cash and your margin will be covered. Example number two, using margin as an emergency fund. If you have a need for cash that can't wait, for example, an unexpectedly large tax bill, where the consequences of not paying full taxes on time are greater than the interest on the margin, it's okay to go ahead and borrow on margin. In many cases, you may need time to figure out which investments to sell to cover the margin, or perhaps you can do it over time with your income. And example number three, year-end tax planning. Let's say you have a few investments you want to sell so you can redeploy capital in other more attractive investments. If your current investments have significant capital gains, you may want to wait for the new year to sell them so as to not incur additional taxes in the current year. However, due to traditional tax selling by investors and funds, many investments become quite attractive towards the year end, which you may want to take advantage of. Proper use of margin will allow you to bridge the temporary capital gap. For a disciplined investor, margin should always be used in moderation and only when necessary. When possible, try not to use more than 10% of your asset value as a margin and draw a line at 30%. It's also a great idea to use brokers like TD Ameritrade that have cheap margin interest rates. Remember, the margin interest compounds as long as you keep the margin open. You just listened to the post titled, When Should You Use Margin When Investing? By Shalise Kumar with GoodFinancialSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY mybankofmarin.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Margin loans can be pretty interesting for the right situation, and I recently learned more about them from a Mr. Money Mustache article called The Margin Loan: How to Make a $400,000 Impulse Purchase. Basically, what happened is that Mr. Money Mustache had an opportunity to buy the house next door to him. His friend really wanted it, but due to their self-employment income, a mortgage was going to be tough. And they knew that an all-cash offer would be more successful if they got into a bidding war. Mr. Money Mustache was willing to front the all-cash offer until his friend could get the mortgage, but didn't have $400,000 of cash sitting around and didn't want to sell investments that would trigger capital gain taxes. So what he ended up doing is transferring some of his existing investments to a brokerage that allows margin loans. This allowed him to borrow money against his own shares at an interest rate of about 1% without selling any of them. The result was like a very flexible mortgage, but at less than half the interest rate and with a virtually overnight origination speed. Now, this was a very specific situation where a margin loan was used to buy a house, but many will use them to buy additional stock, which, as noted in this article, comes with considerable risks. This isn't like a bank loan, and brokers can call in their loans at any time and expect immediate payment. So if you don't have the capital to repay your margin loan immediately, you probably shouldn't take the loan. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.